Day two on Royalist, and the bad news is there are gales in the channel, gale force 8 forecast, and we've just had a briefing from the captain so that she doesn't consider that with a novice crew as we are that it's very sensible to try and go out mid-channel. It wouldn't be fun, and it might be a bit dodgy. So what we're going to do is we're going to have lunch, and then we are going to go out from Gosport and practice. So we're going to be sailing, setting sails, tacking, wearing, and doing kind of evolutions, but sort of close enough to land for it not to be too blowy. Well, it's pretty blowy now. Yesterday evening, we were assigned our jobs that we do when we're working the ship. So, for example, I'm in the after starboard watch. There are six of us. When we're setting the sails, my job is to look after the clewlins and the buntlins. Basically, they control the shape of the sail. And for bracing stations, which is when we move the yards around, I'm responsible for the fore topgallant brace. Now, the topgallant is the top sail, the highest up sail. So you've got at the bottom the main course, which is a big square sail. Then in the middle you've got the topsail. And then above that, you've got the fore topgallant, and that yard, which it's my job to heave on a line to pull that yard round. And I'm also involved in what's called the main course lift. When it comes to sail lowering, my job is to look after the clewlins, and what they do is they help the yard to come down. So when you pull on the clewlins, you start to pull the yard down so that the sail can then be furled. My cleaning station is mess deck, and I am duty messman on Monday, which means I have to rush about making tea and coffee and generally helping out the cook. We all have to do all the jobs, although we've got a ship's cook, but we spent the first part of this morning spud bashing, so conditions are pretty cramped, and quite a few of us are in sort of dormitory bunks in the forefront, the main mess room of the vessel. We are before the mast, and the crew and captain and the other officers are at the back of the ship. They have a wardroom, and that's where their sleeping quarters are. The ship, which was built in 1971, is deliberately designed to be labour-intensive, so the ship won't go unless we all work together to make it work. And there are no winches. Those of you who sail, no winches. It's all physical power. A few purchases for some of the bigger sails, particularly the staysail, which is a big staysail, which is a triangular fore and aft sail, as opposed to the square sails that sit on the yards. The other thing is that the sleeping accommodation is designed for sea cadets. So for somebody my height and size, in a middle bunk, oh dear. It was challenging to sleep, shall I say. But anyway, it's fun. And when we get going, we're actually going to be doing 4-hour watches. So we're four on, four off. Fish swimming by. Okay, well, that's an update. Day two, sailing later. We'll be learning a lot, and there's a lot to learn.